Is daf samach gimel. So I figure we get to the bottom of samach beis and beis. That makes sense. The last four lines up of Rabba. That's where I go on samach gimel. Should we go to the two dots on top of samach gimel? What did everyone get to? Oh yeah, okay. So we can do that. Okay, so beautiful. So let's jump there. Pshita. Where it says pshita. Pshita, five lines down. Pshita, amar yachlok ploni binichsai palga. So Gemara is still discussing the different languages used by the seller, how to interpret his different terms. So if he says, again, if it's pashut im yachloku, if he says divide, yachlok ploni b'nechsei, so he gets palgi, he gets half the amount. That's a pashut din. But let's say tenu chelek leploni. Let's say he says give a chelek to so-and-so, b'nechsei, my property, my. What's the halacha there? How do we interpret that term? So Rashbam explains what the suffix is here. He says around halfway down the narrow lines. He says tenu chelek leploni b'nichsei mahu. Mi amrinan, do we say hai chelek lashon chalukahu upalga kashakil? It's saying split up in half. Oh, chelek haroi litain kamor. Does he say give him a chelek like a chaticha ruilis kabir? A nice chashiv chelek, but lav dafka half of it. And the Rashbam goes on to say it's really bedas bezdin tali hadavor lishar bekama have chelek. Now, if it's a chelek, just give him a chashiv chelek, but not the half. So then it depends on bezdin, perhaps time and place. What's considered a significant portion? That's considered a chelek. So is it chelek mean a chaluka, half, palga? Or does it mean I just say whatever chashiv chelek that is? My, what's the halacha? So Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Bar Kisa Toshma. The Tani, the Braisa tells us that Haomer tenu chelek b'ploni bibor. Give a chelek to so and so in the pit. So Sumchus Omer. Ein pachas mirvia lechavis. They says if it's the referring to a chavis, it can't be less than a revia. And ein pachas mishmish lekadera. Ein pachas miyud beis letfiach. Ein pachas mishish asar. So whatever the amount is, sumchas. Remember, look at Rashbam for an explanation here. Rashbam says first he defines bor as mayim mechunasim, as we know, a bor that a well that gathers water together. But then the Rashbam writes the last two medium wide lines down. He says, Sumchas Omer Ein Pachos Mirvia. He's trying to explain what Lashon Chelek means. Sumchas Latame, the Amar Beperk Shur Shanagach Esapara, that's the name of the Perek. Chati Nezek Lepara, Revia Levlad, it's a homachlokis, who did the damage. It's a case of Safik, Mamona Hamuta Basafik. So, Umokmina Lebegamar, Daliba, the Sumchas, Damar, Mamon Hamuta Basavik, Chalkin. Whenever there's a debate who owns it, he doesn't say Hamotzi Mechaveil of Harai. He doesn't say you have to prove it to take the money out. We say we split it up in half. That's the Shita. The Hocha, here says Rashbam, Misapkina, and he's unclear, Le, Ipalga Kamar, O Chalik Baalma, Mashu Kamar. Again, we don't know what the word Chalik means. Kagon Revis Halug. When a person says Revis Halug, what does he mean? Does that mean, is that the Chalik? Is a chelek mean half, or a chelek means a chashiv amount? So that's the suffix. So Hilkach therefore says that sumchas ein lo lemekabel matana minabor pachas mirvia v'shemayoser. He can't have any less than a revia. A revia, a revius, let's say, a quarter, that amount, he can't have less than that. That's at least a chelek. Now more than that, he would have to prove otherwise. But since it's a mamon hamuta basafik, we're chalkin. Chalkin doesn't mean you split it in half necessarily, means we have to do the best pshara here. So we say he has at least a chalek, but we can't prove that it necessarily means a chaluka, a full 50-50 down the line.
So he's saying basically that if he was half, he would have gotten half. If it was just a small chalek, been almost nothing, so he goes to the middle and says a quarter?
No, I don't think it means the middle. I think it means he's saying it means a chelek, not because he's sure, because since in general, whenever there's a suffix, he always says some type of pshara, so the pshara here would be the less.
The itself is, did he give half or did he give almost nothing? The minimum possible. That's a suffix. Right?
That's a suffix. And since he doesn't know,
so we go to the middle.
I don't think Revi is the middle. I think Revi, he's saying here, that's what a chelek would be. Chelek, what is a chelek? He's going lakula.
He doesn't say that we are just going on half of half.
Exactly. Because for him, I don't think that's what he's saying, because he's defining a chelek here to be a revius, which is what the Gemara ends up saying, that when you say babor, ain pachos me revi lechavis.
A couple lines further in the Rashbam, he says something like,
let's keep going. So he says, "Mishum de'ilu haya misafka labahai nosein im nashon lapalga olo klum." Either it means he gave half or nothing at all. Haya lolito mechmachzis shapagi. He should take half of the half. So that's what you're saying.
Right.
So this is a chiddush of the Rashbam, because when the Gemara says chelek meant a chelek chashuva, that was a chashuva. But here, the way the Rashbam sets it up is either everything, or half, I should say, or zero. A chelek isn't zero, a chelek is still something. We're saying he's viewing the minimum as really zero.
Zero,
so now
right.
I have to move that scale to the center of those two, which would be half of half. So how do you see this from the Shittas of the Rambam, of the Sumcha? So keep going in Rashbam. Da palga nami mutalas besafik. This half is also a case of safik. The 50%, we don't know if he deserves a 50%. Im yahava le olo, if he gets that 50%, we don't know what chelek means. Hilkach yitol chetzya shel palga dainu revia. He takes a quarter of the amount. So a quarter, I interpret the word revia here to mean a quarter, like let's say a quarter of a cup. That's a set amount. He's saying, no, a revia means a quarter of what the overall discussion is about. So that's what he says. The kol shekein hasha, certainly here, the mesaf galan, we're unsure, iyav paga, or revias haluga, delo yital pachas mirvia. We're not sure. The guy's giving a whole lug here. Does he get half the lug, or does he get a revias of the lug, or nothing really? So he says, let's go in the middle, let's give him a revias, let's give a quarter of everything that's being discussed here, and that's how he paskins. Okay. Looking at he quotes Rabbi Nachmanel here. Okay, fine. So now that's a sheet of Simchas. We end up taking the middle approach. So now the Gemara says halfway down the page here, Tanu Rabbanan. The Braisa tells us that Ben Levi shemachar sade li Yisrael. Ben Levi, I'm a Levi. I sell my property to Andy. Let's say Vamar lo. I say to Andy, I'm selling this property to you on one condition. Amanas shemaser harishon shali. So the halacha is Maaser Rishon Shelo. We know Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. So I get the Maaser Rishon. The farmer takes the first amount of, gives it to the Kohen, to Ezra, as the Truma, and then the Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. So I say, Andy, I'm selling to you on condition that you give the Maaser Rishon to me and don't give it to any other Levi. And the Gemara says, that's a good stipulation, and the sale is good, and you have to give it to me. Now, Im Amar Li, if I say, Amar Li Ulivni, you have to give it to me and to my children, so Mace, if the Levi dies, so Yitain Levanov, you have to give it to the children, because again, that's the Tanai, the agreement that we made. V'im lomar, if I say, kol zman she'asa dezu biyadcha, I say you have to give the ma'aser rishon so long as it's still in your property, implying if you sell it off, then it's no obligation anymore. So then the Gemara says, machar v'chazer v'lakcha, ein lo alav klum. Let's say Andy sells it to Adam, and then Adam sells it back to Andy, so then that sale breaks up that stipulation, and Andy no longer has a responsibility, an obligation, to give me the ma'aser rishon. So this is what the Braisa says. So now the Gemara asks a very basic question, am I? How come this sale works? How come he's obligated to give me the ma'aser rishon? Ein adam makne davar shel bali olam. You can't make such a stipulation. Rashbam says this very clearly, just to explain what the case is. Rashbam says 10 lines up, am I? Am I Ma'aser Rishon Shelo? How come I'm able to receive the Ma'aser Rishon? Ho ein ad makne v'chule. Ma'aser ze adain asid lizara hatvua shiatsim yenu. The Ma'aser hasn't yet not yet grown, and afli charish hasad etchila. You have to still plow it. There's so many steps removed where before the Ma'aser Rishon comes out that I can't make such a stipulation because ein ad makne davar shelo baliyolam. So the Gemara answers, and we'll go to Tosas in a second for a good kasha, but says the Gemara, Kaven Damar Le Almanas Shemaiser Rishon Shali. Since I said to Andy, I'm selling you the property on condition that you give me the Maaser Rishon, it's a case of Shiura Shiare Lemakom Maaser. It's as if when I sold the property, I left a certain area of the land which is still mine, which is as if the Maaser Rishon is going to remain in my possession. So just look at Rashbam here for some explanation. But what does that mean? If the property is left over to mine, that's not his Ma'aser Rishon to give. So it's unclear how to read this. Look at the Rashbam. He says, Kaven damar le amanas, kolomar, in other words, Kaven dal tanai machar, since I made such a sale on condition, wrote to Hushis kaim hatanai. We wanted the stipulation to be good. Dein adam mats na achinam. People don't make conditions without any reason for this. Uladas came with this intent, Machar Shiiknehe Maiser. I sold it only expecting to receive my Maiser. The Hilgach, and therefore, Shire Biyado Karka Haroi Ligadaba Maiser. I left over property that was fitting to have Maiser grown it. Ukimi, it's as if, Shamar Lo Sada Shali Animor Chalacha La Rises Amnashitito Tes Chalakim Vanietel Chalakat Siri. So it's similar to a case if I sell property to you and I say on condition that I'm taking a certain portion back of the sharecropping, that's a good sale. That's how, what the stipulation was. That even though it's a davar shelo bal yolam, that's a tanai you can make. So Rashbam's not really explaining how that works.
That contradicts the last thing what he says. He says Be'im, when he sold it, he doesn't get anything anymore.
When he sold it,
right? Be'im amar lo kol zman shesadeh zu biyadcha im machra v'chazor lekacha.
Well, that's a new sale. That's already a new agreement. This is still the initial agreement.
Right, okay.
So Rashbam's not really, to my understanding, he's not really explaining how this circumvents davar shelo bal yolam. It sounds like it just the guy was willing to. I don't know. I'm really not sure what pshat is in the Rashbam. It seemed like he's struggling, and I'm not fully grasping what the pshat is. The fact that he's comparing it to the arisus, it's not that I'm acquiring it right now, the produce that's going to grow. It's just we made a stipulation that any produce, you'll be willing to give it over to me. You'll give it, but not that it's a kinyan right now because there's nothing that exists. But I don't know what that has to do with leaving something over, it being shyer in the sale. So I don't have a full grasp on what he's answering here.
Here it explains a little bit that he should have said, Al-Minat Shetiten Li Et Perot HaMaser. But he didn't say that. He said, Al-Minat Shemaser Rishon Sheli. It says, Ein Zeh Tnai Mechira Ela Shir Meshayer HaMocher Li Atzmo Et HaPerot HaLal. I mean, from the Lashon, it would seem that he's not saying that he should be the primi, that he should be his.
It's left over. The problem is that the fruit doesn't exist yet.
It's still.
Yeah.
He's saying that he's staying with the land, not the fruit itself.
Right.
Meaning he's keeping for himself a piece of land where there could grow his miser.
Right, but that land is mine. So now you still have your land, that you have chi miser and everything else.
Right,
so,
it's very from that point, from the miser, from the lack of miser, it's very, very.
So, but something, there's this concept of shira shayara, that you leave something over in the land. That's how it's explaining, but again, requires some more ian here. But so look at what Tosus asks. Tosus dibra maschil v'amai v'ha ein adam makne davar shlo bal yolam. He says lo have a matzil l'shnei Rabbi Meir here. Couldn't we just say very simply, Shita Rabbi Meir throughout Shas tells us that you can be makne davar shlo bal yolam. So why can't he be the author of this brisa? So answers tells us, lo havin matzi l'shnui, Rabbi Meir. Couldn't answer that. D'chi amar, Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir allows you to be makne davar shelo bal yolam, kigon peros dekel David adasi. Excuse me. When I'm selling you the fruit of a date tree, the dates are eventually going to come out. The tree is here, and the dates are inevitable. The shadekel b'olam v'peros gedalam me'olam, and they end up growing. So when it's inevitable, that's when Rabbi Meir allows you to be makne davar shelo bal yolam. Aval hacha here, like, who said that when I sell the land to Andy, he's going to plow and he's going to plant? Even if he does plow it and he puts the seeds in, maybe it's not going to grow, you won't have good mazel. There's so many levels, so many steps removed that it might not result in anything. Even Rabbi Meir will agree that in this case, Ein Adam, Makna Davar, Shalom Balyom. And he brings a raya here from the Gemara Kedamrinam, Beperka Omer, Bekadushin, Daf Samech Beis. Amar Rabba, lo Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov elu b'shachas shekvar gidlu hazram k'tzas. Only about these aftergrowths that had begun to grow. Aval agam, a swamp, shein adayin katanim, when the seeds are so small. Lo Amar, lo. He doesn't allow you to be makne davar shelo bal yolam. But Rava says in the Gemara, afilu b'agam, even agam that he allows or Meir allows you to sell that property because there's a little something in the swamp that it does grow. Mikom akum tevayim modu. Everybody agrees. When the seeds are not recognizable at all, nothing has protruded from the ground, even according to Rabbi Meir. So in this case, when I'm selling you a field where nothing began to grow, even Rabbi Meir will agree, okay. Now, Rabbi Yitzhak gives another answer, but I think that answer is good enough for now. Gemara now says, Amar Ish Lakish. Ish Lakish tells us that Zozomer, we learn from this Brisa now, this concept of Shira Mishayare, the following halacha. Hamocher Bais L'chaveir, if I sell a house to one of you, Vamarlo, and I say, Al Menashe Tiyuto Helyona Sheli. So, Diyuta Helyona, Rashbam explains, is the roof. I'm selling you a house, but I want access to the roof. The roof is, Rashbam says, has a little fence around it with a makir. That's still going to be mine. So that the halacha is diuta hel yona shalom. I get to keep it because people do sell things and they leave something back. It's such a concept of shira shiare. Not everybody always sells everything. So I can make such a stipulation. I'm holding back on the fence. I'm holding back on the roof. So too, just like we said, I'm holding back on the Maaser Rishon. I'm going to have full possession of that Maaser Rishon, even though I sold the entire sada to you. So asks the Gemara now on the top of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, L'may Hilchasa. Now L'may Hilchasa usually means, what's the bottom line? How do we paskin? But this application is a little bit different. Says Rashbam, L'may Hilchasa means, Amar Reish Lakish, the Ahani Tanai L'mhevi Diyuta El Yonah Shalom. Reish Lakish holds that I can make a stipulation to keep some of the property back. So Habul of Hachi Hoshalom, had we not had that din, so then when I make a sale, everything goes to the buyer, is that true? But that's not, it can't be true. Because we learn out later on, the Rashman doesn't quote this, but later on we're going to see in the Gemara, or we saw this earlier already rather, that if I sell a house, the gang doesn't necessarily go with that sale. We don't need this chiddush from Reish Lakish to tell me that the diuk of shalom, I get to hold on to the roof. If I sell you the house, I could keep the gag. Because remember we saw in Daf Samach Aleph above, that when a person sells a bayis stam, the gag that has asar tzfachim doesn't necessarily go with it. So what's Reish Lakish adding above the mission that we already learned? So answers the Gemara as follows. The two answers. What's Reish Lakish adding? Rav Zvid Omar, Shim Ratzah Lahotzi Bazizin Motzi. Yeah, when I have the rights to the roof, but adding another chiddush is I have the rights to use the zizim. Says Rashbam, what does this mean? Shim ratza mocher lohotzi zizim midiyot el yona kineged chatzah shalokeach. So right now I sell you the house, I get to keep the roof. That's a general klal of selling property. So the roof is mine, that we learn from the Mishnah. But Reish Lakish adds, I also now have the right, if I say to you, I'm selling you the house, and I'm leaving back the due to Shali, that allows me additional rights to have a hotzi zuzin, to have these little hooks hanging over into your property. That's what I'm gaining by making such a tanai. That's what I'm gaining, according to Rav Zvid. Comes along Rapapa. Rapapa says, no, Amar, Shimrat Livnos Aliyah Al Gabah Bone. No, he says, I don't have the right to make such a condition. Rashbam says, if you look at Rav Papa Amar, Rashbam says, Kulei Hailo Ahani Tanai, L'shaya Makum Mimasha Macher. You don't have the right to do that. You don't have the right to keep the usage of the Zizan. Ella Rashbam says, L'hachi Ahani Tanai. The Tanai works for the following. Ham Yusar Shim Rota Livnos Diyuta Zu Im Tipol Agabav Shabayis Bonet. If the house falls down, now you have to rebuild. Do I get to have that diuta to the access or no? The house is destroyed. When you rebuild it, I've lost my rights. So your papa says, if I make a condition that the diuta shali is mine, that means I have rights forever. Even if you rebuild the house, I always get to use, I have access to that gag. That's what Papa says. But I don't have access to use hooks hanging over into your chater. That much Rav Papa won't allow for. So the Gemara now says, Bishma the Rav Zvid Hainu de Katani Zosomeris. According to Rav Zvid, the word, the usage of Zosomeris makes a lot of sense. Why? Well, how so? So look at Rashbam now, three wide lines down. He says, Bishma the Rav Zvid de Oki Yisura de Tanai Lo Tzazizin. When I say I'm selling you the house, but Chutz Mid Yuta Shali, so that works to allow me to use the Zizin in your property. De Hainu Shir Makom Mechatzer. That means I'm leaving, when I'm selling you the house and chater, I'm leaving back some usage of the shiur and the chater for me. So that's why this Reish Lakish line of Zosomeris is a direct result of the previous Brisa. Again, let's backtrack for a second. The Brisa says earlier that if I sell you a house, I want to keep the field, but I want the Maaser Rishon, that's a good tanai because we have a concept, shiur shayari. I can leave things back. So Reish Lakish says, Zosomeris, that tells me when it comes to a house, I also have a due to Shali. So what's a Shira that I get there? So according to Rav Zvid, it means I still have access to the Chatzir that I sold you. I could still use the overhang into the Chatzir. That's the Shira. So that makes a lot of sense, that connection of Zosomeris in the world of Rav Zvid. But the Gemara has a problem. Ella, the Rav Papa, my Zosomeris, Kashir. Papa, there's no Shira. The roof was always mine. That's part of a regular sale of a house. That's no different. What Rav Zvi, what Rav Papa says, I get now, if you the house destroys, it gets destroyed, I get to rebuild it and get that gog again. But that's not shira shiara. There's nothing that's remaining that I can still use access of the property that I sold you. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Papa, the Zosa Meris of Reish Lakish is not a direct limud from the Brice about the Maisa Rishon, and therefore the Gemara ends off with a kasha, with according to Shita's Rav Papa.
It seems to me that the fuse from the second Rav Papa is a much bigger fuse than the Zuz, because if a guy, you know, you would think that if he fell off, the guy lost it, you know what I mean? It's a, you know, just to put a few things hanging out so he can hang his clothing, it's not such a terrible thing, but right.
I think you're correct. It sounds like a greater chiddush for their papa. It does sound that way.
The other question is, no, is this according to Dorbe, even those who say Hamocher Biayim Yachemocher, they would agree that if somebody sells a house, he doesn't keep it.
If there's a gag go along with it,
right?
I don't remember.
Or it has no relationship with that machlok.
No, it does. I think we're gonna get to, later on. If I remember, I think the Gemara's talk about these Rabbi Kiva and others about this. I think it discussed, but I don't remember. I think it is a relevant point. If you look on Samachai, don't look there now, we're going to get into discussions of Mocher Bayin Yafin more, and Ayin Ra. So I think it is a relevant point, but I don't remember each application. I'm not sure. Okay. The Gemara now says the two dots. Omar Rav Dimi Minaharda. Hayman Dimaz Bin Lei Besa Lecharei. Guy sells a house to his friend. The Afagav, even though the cost of Lei Umka Veruma. Even though he says, I'm selling the house and all the depth and all the heights of it. Tzarech lemichtav lei kani lecha mitohom ara vad rom rakia. You really have to write, not only to get the heights and the depths, but you have to mitom, the deep depths of the ground, mitom ara, and the rom rakia, and the heights of the shemayim. That's what you really would have to write in a property to give a person full access to everything. Why? What's the reason? With my time, what does this mean? What does this do for you? So the Gemara explains as follows. That du'umka veruma bistama lokani. So when you write the words, you get the house from the bottom to the top, that doesn't really add much to it. Ahani umka veruma l'mikne umka veruma. So it doesn't really accomplish, it gets you get to use the house to dig low in the house if you want and dig high up or build high up in the property. But v'ahani mitahom ara v'arom rakia. If you add the words in to say the tahom ara, the depths of the ground, and the ruma rakia, and the heights of this shemayim, what's being added in there is lemikne bor vados umechilos. In addition to simply selling the house, in that case, you're also indicating you're selling the use of all the other things around the house, the bor, the well, and the dos, which was one was from avanim, one was made from afar, from dirt. That's what you're adding in by the extra words of umka tom the tom ara and ad rum rakia. That's the klal of Rav Dimi Minaharda. You have to write those words in to give full access to everything.
Otherwise, it means just what?
You're just selling the house. You don't get the access to the boar and the dos there on the property. Just get the house. If you want to get it clear, look at Rashbam for a second. Rashbam says around halfway down, or less than halfway down, the wide lines, in the middle of the line, it says, "Hai man dimaz bin lei beis lechavrei." I sell a house to you, Ezra. I also sell to you the well, the one that's made from rocks, and the other well that's made from dirt only. And I need to write this in the shtar, all these things, that you're selling the boar and the das. Now, even though I'm writing, and the house is yours, from the depth and to the height, it's all yours. Lo kana bor vados. It doesn't include that sale. It only means you get the depths of that house, but not all the outside wells and stuff. So that's what's being accomplished by adding the words Tehom Ara and then the Ruma de Rakia. So Gemara says, Lema Mesaile, let's suggest that perhaps this supports what we have from the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, we're going to see this tomorrow, that velo as a bor velo as a dos, we saw this quoted already before earlier, but if a person sells a field or a house, a bias, he does not include in that sale the bor and the dos. The afapi rather, shekasala umka veroma, even though he writes, you get the house and all the depths, and you get the house and all the heights, it's not included. Sounds like a very clear raya that you need to write, again, the lashon of the tom ara veruma dirakia. If you don't write that, then the bor and the dos are not included. So the Gemara says, v'isakadai dech b'stamakani umka rami lehane umke. So if you say in general writing umke rome works, so then you should say umke verome lemikne borvados mechilos. So you should. So that should be enough. By simply writing the word umke veruma should be enough. You don't have to say tahom da'ara and ruma rakia. So it must be then that those words umke veruma are not enough to include the borvados. Mara says no. De lo kasevle. The mish is a case where you didn't write the words umke veruma, and that's why the borvados aren't included. But if you did write the words umke veruma, even though you didn't write tahoma da'ara and ruma v'ara and rakia, you don't need all those words, it would have been good. But our mishnah is where you did not include the words umka v'ruma. Mara says, how could you say that? The mishnah clearly says, v'ha afalpi shekasevlo. It says, even though you wrote the words umka v'ruma, you don't get the words, you don't get the property of a bor v'dos. So it's clearly a raya that you need to write tahom da'ara and umka ruma de rakia. Mara says, no, you're misreading the mishnah. Hachi kamar. Afa pisha lo kasavlo, even though the Mishnah reads, even though you did write the words umkavruma, it's kimi shekasav dami. It's as if they're written, lemikne umkavruma, 1 second.
Kark under the bias, like you said.
So even though you didn't write it, so again, it works to just simply lemikne umkavruma, to get the depths of the house and the heights of the house. But lemikne bor, I'm misreading this again. Write more time. How come? Ava pishlo kasav, like even though you write it, it's kimisha kasav dami. It's as if it's written. Now lemikne or umkavruma lemikne fine umkavruma comma. But lemikne bor vados to acquire those umechidos, then you need the following. E kasav le umkavruma kani vilo kasav le lo kani. So again, if you just have a stam document without writing umkavruma, so then it's as if you wrote it, and you get the house from top to bottom, below until above. So that's already implicitly written there, even though it's not.
But it would seem from here that it doesn't, I don't understand it, because it would seem from here that if he writes umkavruma, he would get the gag with the make, right, or no?
If he gets, when we're talking about gag, we're talking about right now the bor vados.
I understand.
Right, okay.
But I'm going now to the make.
Okay.
The previous case. So it would seem that if he writes umkavruma, even either he would get the gag. Right? Or no?
Lechora, it sounds like it.
Lechora, yeah, but however, when it says here that if he doesn't write it, he would still get it, it would mean that if he doesn't write it, he would still get the gag, which is not getting the gag.
Right.
Umkavruma sounds like it accomplishes nothing. Either way, you get the part of it, you get the entire height of the house.
Right.
So, without the gag.
It must be everything, exactly. It must
it
be everything
must
within
be
the house.
Everything without the gag. Yeah. Otherwise, this would
yeah.
not make sense.
Yeah, right. It has to be that way. So gag is viewed as a davar b'fnei atzmo.
Right.
That's not included as part of this.
So. Whether he writes umkavruma or no.
Right, exactly. So it's so strange, though, because when you write umkavruma, it's unnecessary because it's already implicitly understood.
Right.
So writing umkavruma is as if you're writing really tahom da'ara and ruma de rakia. Which is a strange thing because
it's
above.
It's like Adam says, it doesn't accomplish anything.
Right. No, but now it does because we're saying umkavruma is part of the sale. There's no questioning that. You don't
right.
need to write that.
Right.
So once you write umkavruma, that's extra. So that drasha, what's it coming to include? That's really coming to include tahom da'ara and then ruma verkia,
right.
which is really
right.
including the bor and the das as well. Okay, we'll stop here. For the next daf, two dots goes deep into the next one. So we'll stop here. We'll continue the Tashma tomorrow on this in the same conversation. So we're going to have a wonderful day.
So I'm just saying, the depth of the house goes.